Fed cites DeFi Llama three times in 2026 Financial Stability Report. The Federal Reserve's latest Financial Stability Report references DeFi Llama three times in its discussion of decentralized finance. The analytics platform confirmed on May 10, 2026. It is a small footnote in a 70-plus page document, but a meaningful one. A free community-run dashboard is now an explicit data source for the central bank that publishes one of the most cautious risk documents in U.S. finance. DeFi Llama tracks total value locked, stablecoin supply, DEX volumes, lending markets, and yield protocols across more than 200 chains. The site is open access, has no paywall, and its methodology is published on GitHub. For a Federal Reserve report to lean on, it suggests that, for now, no proprietary or regulator-built equivalent matches its coverage. Three citations. One signal the Fed's Financial Stability Report is published twice a year and reviews vulnerabilities across funding, leverage, valuations, and household balance sheets. DeFi has appeared in passing in recent editions, usually in the context of stablecoins, but rarely with named third-party data sources. Three citations from one report is not a regulatory endorsement. It is a sourcing decision. Fed economists need numbers for TVL, stablecoin float, and on-chain leverage, and they use DeFi Llamas. That choice itself tells you something about the data landscape. Traditional financial data vendors do not yet cover this segment with the same granularity, and the Fed's own internal tooling is not public. The crypto market reaction was muted. As of May 10, 2026, BTC traded at $80,579, down 0.3% on the day, ETH at $2,325, down 0.2%, and the Fear and Greed Index sat at 49, a neutral reading. This is not a price-moving headline. It is an institutional plumbing story. A free tracker beat the incumbent's DeFi Llama launched in 2020 and grew into the default reference for DeFi metrics through a combination of open data, fast adapter additions for new protocols, and aggressive normalization of double-counted TVL. The site has historically resisted pressure to inflate numbers for protocols that wanted higher rankings. That posture matters for a regulator. A Fed economist citing a TVL figure has to defend the number if challenged. DeFi Llama's open methodology, public adapter code, and history of removing inflated entries gives the citation a defensible audit trail. Closed data vendors typically do not. There is also a coverage gap. Bloomberg, Refinitiv, and S&P each have crypto data products, but their DeFi coverage tends to focus on token prices and large protocol aggregates. DeFi Llama goes deeper into long-tail chains and niche protocol categories that the Fed apparently wanted to reference. Practical implications? For DeFi protocols, the citation is reputational rather than operational. Being mentioned in a Fed report does not change a protocol's risk profile, but it does signal that regulators are reading the same dashboards builders use. Protocols that previously assumed they were below the regulatory radar should reconsider. For data vendors, the message is clearer. Free, transparent, well-documented data infrastructure is now competing with paid regulatory feeds at the highest tier of U.S. policy work. Any vendor whose pitch relies on regulators only trust paid data needs a new pitch. For crypto users, the second-order effect is easier monitoring. If the Fed relies on DeFi Llama, individual users can read the same dashboards the central bank reads. That symmetry of information is rare in finance. This citation does not change DeFi regulation. It does change which dashboard regulators are watching.